It's been a busy week for you, and I don't want to really talk too much about this and alienate our non-Pride 48 listeners, but Big Fatty had me in stitches on my way to the hospital. I know it's been busy and you haven't been able to keep up this week, yeah. But Brian in Danbury, Kevin's husband, called in to talk about the cruise.
Going on a cruise, he's just talking about one.
Oh,
I know.
Okay, yes.
They call them, but they don't.
Yeah,
call
I know
us.
How yeah. that works. Yeah, that's yeah. great. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
To you, that's a.
Yeah. And did you hear about like the awesome New Year's party that they're
going
to be having?
Yeah, and that. Yeah. No, we weren't invited, yeah. but Patty's going. But yeah. I was thinking that'd be funny if you and I did just
you
pop
imagine,
in the
just
car.
Show up at Denver's
because I do have their address. But anyway, no, he called in to talk about the cruise.
He's not going on a cruise. He's just talking about one. Oh.
So every time the word cruise.
Big Fatty, he's not going on a cruise. He's just talking about one. Oh.
Started. Big Fatty starts the soundbite for the cruise.
He's not going on a cruise. He's just talking about one. Oh.
Segment, which is, you know, the big horn blowing at the beginning of the Love Boat. Yes, and then it starts with the Love Boat theme. And of course, Poodle McNoodle, jumps in and goes, Big Fatty, they've already gone on the cruise.
Big Fatty, I think everybody understands it now.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, okay. And he'd kill it. And then as soon as Brian said cruise.
Don't you dare.
Again, he'd start the soundbite. And there I am, exhausted, because I had gotten, 2 hours of sleep. I've dealt with all these cranky people on the subway. I was delirious, and I was just laughing my ass off on the. Yeah, it was cute. Anyway,
leave it to Fatty.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, Fatty, for making a glum day a bit brighter there.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I know it's been busy and you haven't been able to keep up.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 1750 of the BFO for Thursday the 9th of October 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, after Turniphead's huge opening, I don't understand how there's going to be time for anything else. Big Fatty, that's a huge opening?
Hello, Eclipses. Big Fatty, that was yesterday. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Poodle's right. The big eclipse, it was Tuesday night into Wednesday hump day morning. And, well, I guess it was hump day morning this when it all took place. Started about 4 a.m. in the morning here in the only time zone that matters. And, y'all, it made for the red moon. Big Fatty, the red moon. Oh, dear, I see the red moon. That's very different than a blue moon. Yes, Big Fatty, a blue moon is the second full moon in any particular month. It's true. This was a red moon because it was a full eclipse of the moon. Big Fatty. And, y'all, I got to tell you, the hats, Orange Hat called me last night. And this is your meteorologist Orange Hat calling. He was letting me know there was going to be one. And I said, I'll be asleep during that, and please don't call me to tell me that at 4 o'clock a.m. in the morning. And I would never do that. And y'all, I guarantee you, he would have done it if I hadn't said don't do it. But y'all, I gotta tell you a little bit about last night after I finished recording. You know, I didn't even have time for my lunch yesterday. And y'all, I came home and recorded the little show. And y'all, I gotta say that you can tell the days are getting shorter. And I love it. I love it. I know most of you can't stand it, but I love it. Y'all, I came and I recorded the little show, and y'all, I fixed me, warmed up a little of that Italian Mussolini spaghetti that I have, and y'all, it was just meh, and and y'all poured me a glass of wine, and I've got to tell you, on a relatively empty stomach, that wine went right to my head, right to my head. Oh dear gussie, yes, Big Fatty. I sat here and I watched a little bit on the TV machine, and y'all, I was just sitting there with chair and my big fatty plush chair with my feet up. You know, y'all, sometimes you just got to put your feet up. And y'all, by the way, they're showing the Lesbiterians getting a marriage license here in the South Kakalaki. Y'all, you can do that today. As of noon on hump day, you could have a legal hump. B, very vulgar. So y'all, I expect Miss Beaver will be moving here soon. Y'all, wouldn't you love to see a picture? Wouldn't you love to spot Miss Beaver in her wedding dress? You know, back when she got married to the wifey, she's lovely, Big Fatty. What was I saying? Oh, and so y'all, it was about y'all. I'm embarrassed to say this, but it was about 7:45. I said I'm just gonna go back here. I'm not going to sleep. Although I did take my go-to-bed pills before I did this. Big Fatty, you knew damn good and well what you were doing. Y'all, I crawled in the bed about 7:45 on two, I say, Tuesday night. And then, of course, the orange hat. I didn't go to sleep right away, but I was laying there, and that wine was just relaxing me. Something fierce. Something fierce. And, y'all, I was laying there, and of course, that's when the meteorologist, Orange Hat, called me and had to inform me of some things. And y'all, so I got up and I got me a glass of water, and went kiki and everything. And y'all, then I was out. I was out like a light. And y'all, I think I slept through the whole evening, and the alarm woke me up. So y'all, it was probably a good thing for me to have a good 10 hours of sleep. Because, y'all, it's as you heard the turnip head say, it's a busy week. It's a busy week. Yes, Big Fatty, a very busy week. And it was also a busy week for Spottin' Crazy. Oh, that's right. You're correct. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, guys, y'all, Spartan Crazy went crazy on two, I say, Tuesday night, y'all. All kinds of postings over there at Spartan Big Fatty, and y'all, that really makes Big Fatty happy. Y'all, the last time we was over here, Miss Bacon spotted Big Fatty on her new fossil diamond-encrusted watch. And y'all, then that Tastes Like Burning Tim has spotted Big Fatty, and it says bacon, cheese, stuffed crust. Any questions? And y'all, Big Fatty's right there. His little pepperoni head is right there saying, yes, where's the solid? Gosh. And y'all, then spotted in St. Paul, Minnesota by the Laughing Buddha. It says, danger, live, and it... I think it said wire, but I think it says live whoa with Big Hat. Live whoa? I don't know what that means. Live Big Fatty. Big Fatty is probably a gas leak or something like that. Vulgar! Y'all, of course, on hump day, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour, and y'all ran into Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive there, and y'all, it was lovely to see them. You know, they've been visiting where is that up in the Massachusetts on the coast there? I think that's called something. I don't know what it's called, but anyway, I'm sure maybe that Brian in Boston can tell us. But you know, he's unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty, and all he does is speak the Mexican on the Twitty. It's true. But y'all, they had the $50 gas can available, $10 off if you spent $50. And you know, y'all, you can buy nothing and spend $50 in the Von's East. So I got the gas can. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer sliced meats on sale. So I've got the, they had some different flavors. I got the brown sugar ham, which I oftentimes do get. But y'all, they had Chipotle chicken and they had Cajun turkey. So I got some of that. I figured I'd make me some delicious solids, some chef solids. And y'all, so of course I got solid. And y'all, they had it, the solid, buy one get one free. So I got, y'all, I got three bags of it today. And so I got that. Y'all, they had the bird's eye frozen steamer vegetables on sale. I got they were three for $5. So I got some sugar snap peas, some bags of those, and it was lovely. Y'all, you know, I had gotten those roasted peanuts in the past, and y'all, they were on sale. So I got a couple of bags because, you know, old Veda likes to come in my office and eat the roasted peanuts along with Big Fatty. Y'all, it looks like a damn steakhouse or something afterwards with the peanut shells everywhere. Y'all, they had today's harvest on sale. I don't have any idea what the hell that is. Oh, no, I do know what that is. No, I don't know what that is. Y'all, they had my blue cheese dressing that I like the most. Y'all, I got some yellow mustard. Y'all, I needed deodorant. Big Fatty, you can say that again. So I got me some Old Spice. You know, Dr. Stone loves the Old Spice deodorant. Y'all got me some more Country Hand. Not spelled C-U. No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, they had the good chicken fingers in the blank bag. On sale, got those. Y'all got me some citrus solid of grapefruit and orange wedges, and that was on sale. Y'all, they had the Cheerios on sale, so I got some of that so I can make my nuts and bolts. Big Fatty, the music ran out. You spent too much. Well, I'm just gonna have to keep telling it though. Y'all, they did not have the Oscar Mayer Bafrin on sale, but y'all, I'm out of Bafrin. Believe it or not, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, y'all, I picked me up a pound of thick slice, the Hormel bacon. And, y'all, I spent $103.35, but y'all have saved $32.40, plus I've got a $50 gas card. Yes, Big Fatty, despite not having any music. True. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, oh, by the way, since I ran down the grocery list, you notice I didn't get the fried chicken today. Y'all, I just decided I wasn't going to do it today. So, y'all, I had a big old chef's solid for my lunch with the blue cheese dressing. It was delicious. Y'all went by the P.O. Box, as I am apt to do during a visit to the Von's East. And, y'all, there was a postcard, and there was another orange cad. And y'all, this one, oh dear, Gussie. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. You're dropping everything on the floor. Y'all, this one is from that Moose P. And Moose P, you've got to let me know if it's okay to go ahead and open it, or should I wait a little bit? You know, I hadn't heard from Princess Hannah about that, but you know, the Rob said if you need content, go ahead and open theirs. And y'all, God knows, I mean, Hydrogen knows Big Fatty needs content. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, there was a postcard also. And y'all, it is from Miss Beaver. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Oh, look at it. And y'all, it's from the island of Crete. And Knossos. Crete Knossos. I don't know what that means. Me either, Big Fatty. But y'all on the front, it's some sort of dancing women. I think that they may be the lesbians of Crete. And y'all, then there's dolphins. And you know the lesbians, they love the dolphins. They just, oh, Big Fatty, yes, they love the dolphins. And y'all, then it looks like something spilled. And then there's some sort of men playing with a bull or something. I don't know what it is, but it's a... I guess the men play with the bulls and the lesbians play with the dolphins or something. And it says Greece. It says, Dear Big Fatty. And y'all, then the rest of it is written in Greek. Honest to Hydrant, it's written in Greek. And y'all, I think it's a song. I don't know for sure. Miss Beaver, perhaps you can sing this song for us sometime. And then it says, Hoth the Beavers. And y'all, I'm going to just try to read the first couple of lines of this. And it's, y'all, it's not even, they don't even have a... it's not even they're characters that aren't in the alphabet on this or something. I don't know what it is. It's like Moisio Hepakioi Tupa Koku. I don't know how to pronounce that. Toxayapi Pipia Ano. Mepuya. Big Fatty, nobody will know if you fuck that up or not. It's true. And y'all, I don't have any idea what that means. Maybe I could take a picture and maybe it would translate it, but I don't know. I tried to do that before, and y'all, it just didn't work worth a shit. But Miss Beaver, thank you so much for the cat. And it's just lovely that you would spend your time postcard shopping and sending Big Fatty a postcard. From the y'all, she's put something on here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what she wrote, but anyway, Big Fatty, we don't either. But anyway, Miss Beaver, it's just lovely, and I adore you for sending your time, sending Big Fatty a postcard. It really does Big Fatty's heart good when you just take a minute and send him a content. Yo, we gotta have a little content. Yes, Big Fatty, you can never have too much content. And y'all, evidently, you know, I mentioned earlier that you can now apply for the same sex marriage. And y'all, they're showing the lesbians getting their marriage licenses. And y'all, evidently, Veda got on the phone and called Dr. Stone and said, "Okay, it's legal here. Come on, let's get hitched." And Dr. Stone, he as excited as he was at the opportunity. He evidently has pending plans for this weekend. Y'all, he's evidently going to be washing his hair. And you know, you cannot, I guess you cannot interrupt the hair washing with something as trivial as a wedding. So there you have it. Y'all, I hope you had a great hump day. If you got to see the lunar eclipse, I hope you took a picture of it. And y'all, I don't know when the next one is. Maybe I'll ask the orange hat meteorologist. Or maybe he's an astrologer. No, Big Fatty, I think meteorologist. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the Underpants show. You know, that's the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. And y'all, they were talking about the Danburys and talking, evidently, can look into the future and see what Big Fatty's week looks like.
I know it's been busy and you haven't been able to keep up.
Oh, you can't keep up with a thing, not a thing.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.